Je vais parler en français.
I'll speak French. Bonnie mentioned several times in his statement and in the study the issue of economic, social, cultural rights. Some months ago in Geneva here, there was a panel within the working group on the right to development on the linkage between the right to development as an individual and collective right, and on the other, these economic and social rights. I don't want to look at it from a judicial point of view, legal point of view. I think you did it. I think that the legal grounds should be highlighted. Rather, I want to approach it through the prism of the complementarity of these two aspects. I believe profoundly that the right to development as an individual collective right and economic, social, cultural rights are inextricably linked. And this can be seen through the capacity of governments, the tools they have at their disposal to move forward both the right of development as a collective individual right and economic, social, cultural rights. All rights that are protected by Convention on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights are necessary to realize the right to development, be it the right to work, to health, to education, to water, to electricity. These are all elements that make up or help realize the right to development. But to protect those specific rights I've just mentioned, I've just given you some of them, the Convention on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights has certain general principles like non-discrimination, progressive realization, but also making best use of resources to go beyond just minimum access and go to maximum access possible. Therefore, the question is also is how can governments mobilize maximum resources to go beyond that minimum? In that sense, the right to development as an individual collective right complements or isn't fully in line with the Convention on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights via the obligation for cooperation, which is a prerequisite under the right to development. The convention identifies international cooperation as a parameter by assessing the relevant levels of ODA. That's also the case with some recommendations made to certain countries within the Human Rights Council, to Sweden, France, Italy, during review of implementation of the CES, the Convention on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights, but the right to development further highlights normative elements concerning international cooperation, such as the fact that development is an inalienable right of individuals and populations. We can discuss how we translate people. That's obviously the most sensitive discussion. But also that right holders can participate, contribute, benefit from social, economic, cultural, political development. They must be able to define their priorities, that the results of that cooperation and the cooperation process itself must be aligned with the right to development and other human rights. Finally, that states have both the right and a duty to identify their own priorities and national objectives. So for that, those rights and principles to be applied, I want to stress one principle that we don't mention too much, which is implementation at a later stage. We're talking about when the right to development does become a legally binding right, if that's the case, and even if it doesn't become a legally binding right, to implement both economic, social, cultural rights and the right to development, states must put that into national legislative texts. That's a challenge for national constitutions and laws to translate the Convention on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights into the right to development. Having adopted national legislative texts, then you have to adopt policies, programs, action programs, and that then needs to be implemented with potential political or judicial sanctions in the event of failure to realize those rights. And that's the part that the part of implementation both of the Convention on the Economic Social Rights and of the Right Development, once it becomes a legally binding instrument, or if it is simply something that we try to mobilize, this involves establishing some kind of parliament to discuss this together with a Council of State, legal validity of the documents adopted at national level, and that kind of work is something that I think we must give attention to, not just on aspects of the legal discussion between individual and collective rights, but also when it comes to implementation of those rights via the instruments a state has for implementation and for overseeing implementation and sanctioning violations thereof. So that's what I wanted to bring to the table. Thank you.